After Kung Fu prodigy Li Feng relocates to New York City, he attracts unwanted attention from a local karate champion and embarks on a journey to enter the ultimate karate competition with the help of Mr. Han and Daniel LaRusso. This is the plot summary of Karate Kid Legends, a 2025 film released on May 30th, and it runs an hour and 34 minutes. As far as the box office goes, the film was estimated to have a budget of $45 million, and then so far, as of June 14th, this film has grossed $77 million worldwide. The film stars Jackie Chan as Mr. Han, Ben Wang as Li Feng, Sadie Stanley as Mia Lepani, who is Li Feng's love interest in the film, Joshua Jackson as Victor Lepani, that is Mia's father in the film, and Ralph Macchio reprising his role as Daniel LaRusso. I have to say, this is the first Karate Kid film that I've seen since the original series released back in the 80s. That was a smash hit. It taught hard work and sacrifice can get you to your goals, and I think that was one of the things that it was trying to get across. This film was fairly formulaic. It has a young guy who's a karate prodigy, as they're saying. He's really good. Although in the film, he does say that he weighs 125 pounds. So no matter how much of a prodigy you are, if there's someone just a little bit bigger than you, even 140 pounds, it might be much more difficult to defeat someone, especially if they have similar skill sets. So weight class definitely plays a role. In the film, there was a really neat clip that had a young Daniel LaRusso and Mr. Miyagi, and I can't remember exactly what was said, but it was a neat little flashback that was completely AI generated, I'm pretty darn sure, which is scary that they could actually essentially create dialogue and have the characters moving around look natural. And I think that's why they had that actor striked, so that they don't lose their jobs, essentially, because AI is getting so good at being able to generate these sorts of scenes. That was actually pretty interesting. To give more detail to the story, Li Feng is coming from Japan over to the United States, to New York, and he's trying to make a new life for himself, to live with his mom. He ends up meeting his love interest, Mia Lepani. There is this kind of story. It's pretty formulaic. It seemed like with the other Karate Kid shows, where she had a boyfriend who was kind of one of the karate champs. He's a little bit bigger than Li Feng. Ultimately, you realize early on that those two are going to meet up in the end. You knew that that's what this whole film was going for. And there's this story where her dad, played by Joshua Jackson, he was an ex-karate champion himself. He needed money to keep his pizza business going, or they wouldn't lose everything and all the they worked for. And so they decided to enter this karate competition to try to help that family save their business. And I think that was pretty much the plot of the story. And he decides to work with Victor, the dad, Li Feng. They work together to train. He enlists. I guess he's related to Mr. Han somehow. The mom was related, so they brought Jackie Chan in, and then he brings in Ralph Macchio. They sort of train this kid. They have like 1 week to train him. You learn all this pretty much on the trailer. So that is The Karate Kid Legends. It's very interesting. It's formulaic. It follows the same sort of story. It's nowhere near as good as the original Karate Kid, but it definitely made its mark here. I thought it was entertaining. It was wholesome. I think this is a kind of family film that you could bring your kids to. I recommend Karate Kid Legends. I would give it 4 stars. One thing I did forget to bring up was that if you saw the film on opening weekend or shortly thereafter, they were giving out these wristbands that were Karate Kid Legends themed, and it had a little yin yang symbol on the back. And I'll post a photo of it below on the review. That was pretty nice. And then also on IMDb, under the trivia section, they list Ralph Macchio was 63 at the time of this film's release, which was 12 years older than Pat Morita was when The Karate Kid in 1984 was released. I just wanted to say, wow, Ralph Macchio looks great. I had no idea he was 63 years old. Kudos for him. One of the trivias was listed that saying, as Ralph Macchio pushed hard to have a line in the movie that stated, "Anytime I have the chance to spread a piece of his legacy, it's never the wrong choice." Macchio told the HuffPost in an interview, quote, "It's always paramount that Miyagi is woven into the fabric of Daniel LaRusso. Reprising this role means paying that legacy forward," Macchio added. "It's about spreading that wisdom and knowledge in a good way, in a positive way." So I thought that was interesting.